Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Prof, good afternoon to you, and thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon, Simon. Thank you very much.
Prof, you're going to tackle an interesting subject today. We're going to address the fact that schools are going to be opening, and what is the role of children in spreading the virus?
Yeah, this is a topic of growing interest, with the planning of the schools to be opening probably sometime next month. I don't think they're finalizing the date, but it probably will be sometime next month. This is actually one of the peculiarities of COVID, in that the virus doesn't seem to behave very differently, in fact, from other respiratory viruses. So, for example, we look at influenza. Influenza, the major reservoir, in fact, in the population are children, and from children it then spreads to adults. And we know from past epidemics and pandemics of influenza, one of the control measures they did institute was to close down the schools to stop the virus circulating in the community and getting through to the adults who get the disease more severely. Now, corona behaves quite differently. In fact, children seem to be less commonly infected, and when they are infected, it seems to be much milder. In the United States, for example, we look at the children under the age of 18 years old, they comprise about 22% of the population, but they're only about 1.7% of the coronavirus positive population. And similarly in China, 1.3% of the corona population are children under the age of 18. And then when they do get the infection, it's very much milder. Very, very few are being hospitalized. Even fewer have landed up in ICU, and deaths, there have only been a handful of deaths throughout the world, in fact. And those have usually been kids with some underlying disease. Why this is the difference is not really quite clear. It may be due to the fact that the receptor for the virus in children hasn't matured enough for the virus to actually establish itself to the same extent as adults. The receptor is called an ACE2 receptor, and it's qualitatively and quantitatively a bit different in children than in adults. That might be a part of the explanation. That's still really being investigated. There may be also differences in the immune response to the virus. I won't go into that, but I think what's probably more important, what more people are more concerned about, is that if you have this population of children who have mild disease, or in fact no symptoms at all, what you call asymptomatic, children are very active, as we all know. Their standards of hygiene are not all the great, are not all up to standard. Would they be important transmitters of infection to adults?
Yes.
And it's interesting, there's a lot of accumulating evidence now from studies, in fact, many countries throughout the world, in China, United States, in Iceland, they did a very interesting study to show that, in fact, children don't seem to be important transmitters amongst themselves and, importantly, to adults. The Netherlands did a similar study. Just want to just say a few words about a study done in Australia. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. I did a study from March to mid-April. It's about 6 weeks in schools in New South Wales. And they looked at, there were 18 individuals, 1-8, 9 staff, 9 children who were positive, who were infected.
Yeah.
They were exposed to 735 pupils throughout the schools there and 128 staff members. And it's interesting that the transmission over the 6-week period, no adults, either teachers or staff, were infected. And 2 children were infected or may have been infected from those 18 individuals, one in the primary school, one in high school. So you can see there's very, very little, it's a very little infection amongst the children and transferring from children to adults. Now, this is an evolving field. These are kind of preliminary studies. But it's interesting, when the kids go back to school, will they in fact be important transmitters of infection? So far, the evidence doesn't seem to point that way. Now, important, of course, this doesn't mean that children, when they do go back to school, they'll still have to have all those precautions, social distancing, hand hygiene, etiquette, mask, and so on. But this is a little bit of kind of a glimmer of positive news so far.
And I hope the parents are listening to you, because I spoke to a headmaster yesterday of a school of about 1,300 students. They just canvassed the parent body to find out how many parents would, in fact, send their kids back to school on opening day next month. And 60% only said yes. So clearly 40% are still very worried. And Prof, thanks for the very important input today that hopefully went some way to assuaging people's fears.
Yeah, I hope it's some reassurance that the kids don't seem to be that important, but we'll have to wait and see.
We will indeed. Prof, that's where we leave it. We'll chat tomorrow, you and I.
Great. Thanks, Simon. All the best.